Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm John McEnroe.
I'm Bjorn Borg.
This is Martina Navratilova.
I'm Mats Wilander.
I'm Stan Wawrinka.
I'm Leighton Hewitt.
I'm Andy Murray.
And you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tennis Podcast Extra, brought to you in association with The Telegraph and Eurosport. My name is David Law, a commentator for BBC Radio 5 Live and BT Sport. Catherine Whittaker not with me at the moment, but we were talking the other day about the changes being proposed for the Davis Cup by the ITF to remove the home and away aspect and to run the entire event over a week at the end of the year in a single country. Those plans, you may recall us saying, caused outrage with many tennis fans. Maybe you were one of them. And figures such as Yannick Noah, totally against them. He's, of course, the Davis Cup captain of the current champions, France. So, you know, he's enjoyed the glory at the end of last year. And he says this is the death of the Davis Cup, what the ITF are planning. What do the players think, though? They're the ones that are going to have to do it. Reducing the off-season, that's what it'll do. And for those that qualify for the end-of-season ATP Finals in London, it's potentially another draining week at the end of the year. Well, I've had a chance to speak to Marin Cilic the other day when we announced that he and Grigor Dimitrov were planning to join Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray at Queen's this year in June. So, Cilic's views on the Davis Cup coming up, they're pretty strong, I'm telling you. He is probably as punchy in this interview about a single subject as I think I've ever heard him. He really has strong opinions on these plans to do with the Davis Cup. First, though, we talked about that Wimbledon heartbreak against Roger Federer last year. You may remember Cilic struggling with those blisters and sobbing when he was on the court. And I wanted to know really how long it took him to recover from that. And we also talked about how he would like to lift the Queen's Trophy in a different way to that of 2012. You may remember when he won the title on that occasion, he played David Nalbandian, who was defaulted for kicking a line judge up in the air off his chair, and he got disqualified. So it'd be nice to win it differently this time, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, in terms of winning the trophy, it still is written down there that I have won it in that way. I am satisfied that I was able to win it, but on the other side, you know, with fans, with everything, I was definitely a little bit disappointed with how it ended in 2012. And obviously last year too, and then the year in 2013 when I lost to Andy, it was both matches were quite close in three sets, and especially last year I felt that was in such good form and such. I had such a win in my back of playing well, and in that final I was feeling that I was having more chances to win than Feliciano. And then as it came to the last point, to the last thread, obviously it can go to both sides, and Feliciano definitely also deserved it to win it, as he's such a great player on grass too. But all in all, I had an amazing last year in Queens and Wimbledon, and it just proves to me that I am feeling so well on grass courts there in Queens, and hopefully there's going to be a year where I'm going to be able to hold the trophy again.
That would be nice, and maybe one go on to win it at Wimbledon as well. I mean, you were so close to doing that this year, this last year as well. Obviously, the final must have been very tough for you, but the journey you had was a really exciting one to get all the way.
Yeah, it was. I was. I would say that I just found in myself and with my team and the game, I found that a right click at the right moment. We picked the form beautifully. I had that a good click or season, a lot of matches that set me up well to play on grass courts. And I was moving through the draw in Wimbledon really, really nicely. I had few tough matches in quarters and semis against Miller and Query. And then it was just quite disappointing in me in the end, just not to be able 100% to compete and to give my best on the final day, but that's you know, still tennis, and those things happen. And still on the other side, I had a tough opponent in Roger, and definitely he deserved it. I really didn't want to take credit of his victory and of his great run as well.
How long did it take you, Marin, to recover from that emotionally? Because we saw how upset you were on the court that day. The next day, I mean, how did you feel?
Well, I was, firstly disappointed for losing that opportunity to win the trophy. I know how difficult it is to get to that stage and to actually play that, and even to be in a chance to win it. As for me, that was the situation. I felt that I was feeling, if I'm going to be playing really well on the final day, I might have a chance to win the trophy. So that was emotionally very, very difficult, and also heartbreaking to have something like that in the final. But it didn't take me too long. I would say several days after that, I was still feeling disappointed. Could I have done something else? Should I have done some better treatments or better preparation? And after examining everything, I felt that I tried everything, and I was, in all terms, being also quite professional with dealing with my body. So I was quite clear in my head, and it didn't put me down. It didn't put me down emotionally too long and too much.
And you came back out strongly at the start of this year, and you got to another Grand Slam final, and you were so close this time to winning it, to winning your second Grand Slam title. Do you feel, Marin, that if you play your best tennis over the next year or maybe 2 years, that a Wimbledon title might be yours?
I hope so. I'm looking into my progress as a process, and as any player, I'm trying to improve as quick as I can, as good as I can. And the last 2 years, I would say, or even 3 years, have been incredibly successful in terms of progress for me as a player and as a person as well. I learned a lot about myself. I also unlocked some keys in my game, in my preparation, in my training, how to get better. That is giving me quite a good strength in moving forward, that I believe that I can also still improve, and that my best time is yet to come. And I'm not putting much pressure on myself that I have to win Grand Slam, that I have to get to the top of the ATP rankings. I'm looking at myself that I really want to improve, and that if I'm dealing with that well, that the results are going to come, and hopefully Grand Slam titles and especially Wimbledon.
Yeah, well, it's getting better all the time. One of the players that you played in Australia to get to that final was Kyle Edmund. I just wondered what you thought of what you saw from him and his sort of potential for the future. How good do you think Kyle can be?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, so all he had incredible run to reach the semis. Had, I believe, three or four matches in five sets, and also a couple of tough matches as well. Under brutal conditions down there, and this year it was quite hot, and on some days it was incredibly difficult to bear with those conditions, and it just shows how good his determination is, how good his motivation is, how well he worked as well in the off season, and that he has put in the work needed to get to the next level with physical abilities. With tennis abilities, he's got that in himself. He's got big shots, great serve, great forehand. But I think he's just moved to another level. His confidence and belief in what he can bring on those big tournaments and under difficult conditions. So definitely a lot of good things in front of him. And, you know, he has to definitely work still hard, and this has to be his sign and his path in terms of his progress forward.
A British player, Marin, that you know even better is the man you've talked about earlier on in this conversation, Andy Murray. Mm-hmm. And obviously Andy has suffered a difficult time with injury. He's trying to come back. He hopes to get back in time for mm-hmm. Queens. I just want to, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously the fact that he and some of the other players have been injured helps in a way, in that there's less competition for somebody like yourself. But is it what is the atmosphere like in the locker room in regard to a player like Andy? Do you feel people miss him on the circuit, even though he's the sort of player that can take titles away? I mean, is he missed?
Yeah, I think so. Even, you know, when we saw him in Melbourne this year, you know, all of the guys, I think, came up to him, and I think they were quite sincere to see him in that condition. And nobody of us really wants to see any of our colleagues getting hurt, especially in a long-term process like him, and especially the players like him who were most of their career on the top, and especially, you know, for him, very difficult moment when he got to number one, and then probably had some physical difficulties during the beginning of 2017 season, and then just to have that to set him off is I believe emotionally very, very difficult. But I think he is missed definitely, and what I also think is that I hope that he gets back physically at 100% when he is going to be healthy, and I hope that it's going to be very soon. As obviously, most of the players don't like the competition, but I think it's very good for tennis, for all the players, for the fans too, just to bring tennis up and to have it on a better level, and especially from Andy, from Novak, from Stan, from Milos, Faye, I don't know, many guys that were injured. I think it's just going to create a bigger competition and better competition for everyone, that everyone is improving and everyone is fighting for those trophies.
I wondered, Marin, how quickly does the level move on? Because obviously Andy will have not played for a year. If he gets fully fit again, do you think it'll take him a long time to get back to the top? In as much as, does tennis move on? Does tennis improve so much that it becomes difficult?
For him, for someone like him who was at the top and who knows what to do, how to do things, how to train, I don't think it's going to take much. He obviously needs to be at feeling at 100%, and he just needs match practice to get back in a to be fully fit. And I don't think it's going to take too long for him, as he's got that ability, firstly with his mentality, always extremely strong, very determined, always extremely motivated to do well. And I believe that would be a new challenge in his career, what would push him even harder to get back to the practice courts and to get back to the match courts and to winning trophies. And in terms of the level of the plays, definitely getting better. I think the players are getting better and better. But still, when you are comparing that to the top guys, I don't think the top guys are going to be also not improving. I think they have that in themselves, the fighting spirit, and definitely it's gonna, they use it well, and they use their confidence well and experience in order to get back to winning matches.
A final question, Marin. Over the last week, we've had the news from the ITF that they are hoping or intending to change the Davis Cup. There's been a lot of discussion about what people think, and I just wonder what you think of those proposed changes.
Well, I think those are incredibly good news for tennis. You know, players have been trying to talk to ITF, and there have been so many conversations in these, I would say, last 10 years in trying to change the format of the Davis Cup, as it was just too difficult on the physical part for the players to play four weeks in a year, and then every single year to do that again and again in Davis Cup. And there have been a lot of debates in trying to change maybe the scoring format, or maybe have it every 2 years, or maybe have it in a round robin. And that debate was ongoing for many years. And with this news coming just recently that you know, the format could change and that we could have everything in one week tournament, I think it's just incredibly good and incredibly valuable for tennis as well. I think it would just bring tennis even more up. I think also it would bring even more attention to Davis Cup. Everyone would be much more involved, and I feel that with that competition, it would be much more connected in terms of saying if one nation in this format that is present, if one nation loses, for example, first round, the people from that nation are not going to be following Davis Cup final or Davis Cup competition anymore throughout the year. But with this one-week competition, I think it's going to just create a nice vibe, and it could prove to be another incredible event that we have.
That's very interesting, Marin, because, I mean, some people are upset that the home and away element will be lost. You've obviously played a lot of Davis Cup. I suppose the truth is you can't have it all. You can't play home and away all year long and still play everything else. I suppose that's the problem.
Yeah, but I still think that with this format, you're still going to be able to go and support your own nation. I think they, you know, all the teams are going to be known a year in advance, and all the fans could prepare for those trips and get the tickets and prepare for everything. Obviously, I think it's going to be a big, big interest into that week, into that tournament. But I still feel that you're going to be able to support your nation in a good way, and plus see all the best players in the world at the same place.
You've played the end of year ATP finals the last two or three years. You've also played the Davis Cup final. As things stand, the suggestion is that they would try to have this event straight after the ATP finals. You're a player, you know what that is like. How, I mean, some people have said that's just not realistic, or that's too tough on the players. How short is the off season going to be, etc. What do you feel about that element of it?
Well, with this format, you are giving players 3 weeks off for the teams, for the players that are going to compete in that final tournament of a world group. You are giving players 3 weeks off during the year, what we should originally play. So in February, April, September, and end of finals in November. And with these, you are giving them 3 weeks off during the year, and plus that end tournament, I believe it's going to be played in best of three sets and in a yes. format of two singles and one doubles. So still it would be, you know, even if you are playing in a round robin format, you have two matches and possibly one day off between. And then I think they would have also Thursday off before quarterfinals, semis, and finals. And I don't think it would be that demanding on players. It would be if you're playing singles, five singles matches and plus doubles, which is just like a regular tournament. So in terms of that, I don't think it would be that demanding when you're looking at the other side, that you're gaining 3 weeks in a year, what you have for rest in the present format.
And so is your sense that more of the players than not will probably prefer this type of system?
I think, well, in my own opinion, 99.9% of players.
Really? That's very interesting. Well, it's going to be interesting to see whether it gets over the line. But it's great to get your insight, Marin. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being so candid and spending the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, David. No problem at all.
So, Marin Cilic, always a gent, and great to have him with us here on the Tennis Podcast, world number three. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Really, sometimes, you know, he's been around for such a long time, and I think we don't maybe talk about him enough. But here's a guy who's won a Grand Slam title. He's reached two of the last three Grand Slam finals at Wimbledon and the Australian Open, and here he is at world number three. Great to have him here with us on the show. We'll be back on Monday with another tennis podcast at the halfway stage of Indian Wells. We'll have news of a special listener offer and a competition with one of our sponsors, La Manga Club in Spain. We're brought to you in association with The Telegraph and Eurosport, and our executive producers, of course, Melanie Bowes, Triple S, and TennisBalls.com. Speak Monday.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.